Speaking of Jordy, was it promising to kind of see him out there today?
Yeah, he looked good. I'm not exactly sure where he's at, you know, inside, but, I mean, obviously he's been saying he feels good, so we'll see.
So it was a competitive battle to make the roster at that position in Green Bay. How much does that depth play out and help in situations like this?
Well, I mean, it's. I mean, you see it. You see when, you know, Cobb goes down or something like that happens, Gmo step up and he's able to, you know, fill really big shoes. Obviously, Cobb has a lot of production out there. So, you know, if he goes down, having Jeff come in, Trevor, whoever, you know, they pick up the slack and they do a really good job with that.
So with the injuries at receiver and offensive tackle, what kind of effect can that have on the process of finding a rhythm early in the season on offense?
Well, I mean, you got to play around that type of stuff because that's what comes with the game. Football is a 100% chance that you're going to get hurt at some point, whether or not it's season ending. But you know, you gotta adapt and you gotta fill in. That's why you have 53 people on the team, so you can fill in when things like that do happen.
What's dangerous about a team like the Cincinnati Bengals that 0-2? They've shown some frustration. What's dangerous about playing a team like that?
Well, I mean, they essentially have nothing to lose. I mean, they haven't had the start that they wanted. They're a really good team. Obviously, have a lot of great individual talent out there, but, you know, just got to figure it out. For us, it's just playing another game. You don't want to look at it like, you know, you're playing a lesser opponent or, you know, or say their backs are against the wall. So, it's a must-win game because, I mean, they're all must-win games when you step inside this building.
What type of a corner is Adam Jones, and what do you see as the keys to having success against a guy like that?
Real physical guy, savvy vet, a lot of respect for him. He does a lot of good things. You see it on tape. You know, he's kind of the leader of that secondary over there. And, yeah, they all play really hard. So it'll be a good test.
Devontae, after two games, they're like number one against the pass.
Mm-hmm.
And so collectively, what are you seeing from the secondary?
Like I said, they got a lot of guys flying around. They got a lot of age, I guess, a lot of years in that secondary. You know, Pac-Man, I think this is 11 for him. You got 6 or 7 on the other side with Kirkpatrick. So they got guys that have been doing it together for a long time, too. So you can see that they're really in sync. So we got to make sure we're doing a good job with our footwork and things and making sure we're crisp so we can take advantage of it.
It's early in the season. Obviously, Devontae had a late return Sunday night, a game, another game Thursday, the lighter practice today. How much does that help? And even though it's early in the season, how much is kind of maintaining where you want to be physically factor in?
Well, I mean, you want to get to a position where, you know, you're able to kind of lax and have these practices like we did today. I feel like it's really good that Mike had us kind of, you know, have a more relaxed practice because of the injuries, obviously. But, you know, it doesn't take away from our preparation. We still can get out there and have smooth, crisp plays, even if we're not in full pads. So got a few games in a few days here, but, I mean, it's nothing that we can't handle, nothing that we haven't done before.